Well, I gave it a red hot go. Those are the parting words of Mark Speakman, who yesterday announced that he's stepping down as leader of the New South Wales Liberal Party. It was a tumultuous 24 hours for Mr. Speakman. He started the day saying he was determined to stay in the role, but by the afternoon, he'd completely changed his tune.
I don't regret taking on the job. I'm sorry that I'm resigning. No doubt there are plenty of mistakes that I've made. I think I've had a difficult set of cards handed to me. I've done my best with those, but I think now's the time to hand over the baton.
It was quite a revealing press conference late yesterday afternoon. That's the outgoing opposition leader in New South Wales, Mark Speakman. Well, joining me now is Alex Smith, the state political editor of the Sydney Morning Herald. Alex, welcome to Breakfast.
Hi, Sally.
What did you make of the press conference yesterday? Not only the tone of Mark Speakman, but from his perspective, why he thought that his position is now untenable.
Well, I think he gave a very dignified press conference, I must say, given the events that had unfolded throughout the day, where he was staying in no uncertain terms and then it became very clear that his position was untenable. I think he really had no option in the end to go, though, and listen to the advice of his colleagues, because he had lost the support of the party room. There was a leader in waiting in Kelly Sloan, who is very likely to be elected in the party room this morning as the next leader of the opposition of the Liberals in New South Wales. And I think he realised that given the circumstances, the polling of New South Wales Liberals is really going down. You know, they're not heading in the direction that they need to head to win the next election. And then he had lost the support of his colleagues. There was just no option for Mark Speakman left, despite his strong words that he started the day with.
In your view, what were the key takeaways from the reasons there? Obviously, the polling hasn't been great. What do you think it is that really sharpened the minds of his critics within the Liberal Party to say, listen, you've got to go?
Well, this is the difficult thing, and I think this is why Mark Speakman found it so difficult to go in the end and really had to be pushed out, because there was no significant missteps that Mark Speakman made. He was well-liked, respected, but the reality is the New South Wales Liberals have had taken a very big hit after the federal election. The brand damage is significant, and you know, it was going to be difficult for Mark Speakman to turn that around. I would say it's going to be difficult for anybody to turn that around, but he wasn't managing it. And I think that there are many MPs in his party room who are getting very nervous. They're worried they won't be able to hold their jobs when New South Wales goes to the polls in March 2027. And I think they got to a point where, while they respected him, they thought he was doing as good a job as he possibly could under circumstances, they needed a reset and a new face to try and help them turn things around.
Alex, what did you make of his comments yesterday about this, what he was describing as brand damage from Canberra? Does that stick?
I think it does. I mean, I think it's an easy excuse for any Liberal Party leader anywhere at the moment, but I think the reality is there is significant brand damage after the federal election, whether New South Wales like it or not. And I think that's going to be something that they'll really struggle to overcome. They don't have that long to try and reshape their identity, you know, try and make it clear that they are different to their federal counterparts. They're doing, you know, this week, amazingly, really, Mark Speakman managed to convince his party room to stick with a net zero by 2050 commitment, which obviously is very different to his federal parliamentary colleagues. So in a lot of ways, New South Wales has tried very hard to differentiate themselves from the federal Liberals. But there is still, I think, brand damage there. They have time to certainly shake that to some degree, I think. And I do wonder whether how long they can stick to that argument that they were harmed by the actions of their federal, you know, colleagues during the federal election and the campaign that was run. But at the moment, I do think it is legitimate to argue that voters are looking at the New South Wales Liberals in the same way they're looking at Liberals in Canberra.
Mr. Speakman has endorsed Kelly Sloane, first term MP, member for Vaucluse, as his replacement. She originally hails from South Australia, was a journalist with the ABC and then in commercial media, and then moved on to roles in the private and community sector as well. What do you think her chances are of rallying the party, Alex?
Well, I think she's got significant support, so that's a very good start for her. But she does have a big task ahead of her. You know, everything that was difficult for Mark Speakman will be difficult for Kelly Sloane. She also has another significant hurdle, I think, in that she hasn't been around the party for all that long, which may in some ways help her, but it also means she probably isn't as used to dealing with, you know, the inner workings of the Liberal Party. I think she will be a new face. The New South Wales Liberals have tried hard but not always succeeded to have a better female representation. They've got the best they've got had at the moment, had previously in the parliament at the moment. And I think she is one of those strong female leaders in the parliamentary party. So that will be a plus for her and for the party, I think. But nonetheless, she still inherits all the problems that Mark Speakman had that he couldn't shake, and I think any leader will struggle with, and that is, you know, the brand damage.
Alex, we must let you go. You've got a very busy Friday ahead of you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sally.